ישראל. שבינו מחלוקת. חייב המחלוקת, אני לא רואה. We have no idea. Someone told me this morning. There's a big machloket. A big machloket. The Dam from Israel. There's no greater danger from Israel than machloket. Nothing could harm from Israel if they're in peace. There's no danger if we're in peace with each other. The danger is only when there's a machloket. Our Avadia Yosef. It should be only love and peace in Am Yisrael. This whole thing, which is called elections, it should pass in peace. We elect HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same way His mercy, we vote Mashiach, David HaMelech. Hashem chose David, we also choose David, we also elect David. Amen. Today Mashiach will come. We elect David HaMelech and his descendants. Singing to Hashem, that's David HaMelech. That's what we choose. We choose what Hashem chooses. Rabbi Nachman of Bresser, he is the leader and the one who leads us. He writes, Rabbeinu writes. You should know the main why we are still in exile is because of lack of emunah. It says in the Pasuk, Tavoi Tashurim Rosh HaMelech. Emunah is prayer. Like it says that Moshe Rabbeinu's hands were Emunah. And the Targum says they were spread out with prayer. This is the aspect of miracles above nature. Because prayer is above nature. Because the nature says that something has to be this way. And prayer could change the nature. That's good. It does. So Rabbeinu Kadosh says, teaches us. Why is there exile? Because we're lacking prayers. So we're talking about each individual exile. Each one is individual exile. Each one has many, many private exiles. Horrible exile. You have tests. Difficulties. He's still not doing his job in the world. He's very far from doing his job in the world. All this why? Far away from prayer. There's a law. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put this law. And we're not taking advantage of this law. The law says, anyone who has a long prayer, his prayer does not come back in vain. It's a law. Anyone who has long prayer, his prayer does not come in vain. It's chaval that we don't. It's a pity that we don't take advantage of this law. anyone who a little bit tried. And did, 6 hours, once, twice. He saw that this law works. We believe completely emuna. Okay, it says in the Gemara. We don't need to try and to give approval for the Gemara. We believe in the Gemara. Obviously, what the Gemara says, it's complete truth, and it won't move even for like an hair. It won't move. It doesn't move at all. But I started saying this morning, Slach Lanu and Shmona Esrei. Hashem enlightened my heart. How much I have to say, I'm sorry, Hashem, that I didn't daven enough. That's why we have to have forgiveness from Hashem. That we sinned. What's our sin? That we didn't daven enough. Why? It's surely the person's choice, and the rule is only prayer. What could a person do? A person could do anything in the world. It's a fact. Anyone could look. Years on years, he goes over the same mistakes. I know every avrich in this yeshiva. He always comes late to the davening. He always this. He always this. Years, always doesn't change. Why? Why doesn't he act better? Because he doesn't daven. Rabbeinu teaches us. When his daughter yelled at the servant, why she didn't do something right, he asked her, why did you daven? That you have a servant, they won't have to yell at her. Why didn't you yell at Hashem? The only power a person has is to yell to Hashem, to daven. Hashem did, does, and will do all the deeds. Person has bad midot, right? Bad lusts. Could he change? Yes, if he davens a lot. Like Abin says, the nature says something has to be one way, and the davening changes the teva, changes the nature. That your nature is this, it's true, but the prayer could change it. If you have a long prayers, it's a fact. Even the half an hour a day about something I tried to bring into to be able to, even a half an hour a day, but continuously, you see it changes the wine. But it's also considered long prayer, another half an hour, another half an hour, another half an hour. It's also considered having a long prayer, lengthening its prayer. What can a person do without that? Like a person can change. Can a person change himself? A person overcomes the Yetzirah. He has lusts, he has wills, negative wills. He says in the Gemara, if Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't help him, he can't do it. He can't daven. I wrote in the book, Tarnei Emuna, and also in Zdeya, Fartfields, that the exception for the future is only prayer. You can't accept on yourself not to look anymore in the street. You can accept on yourself to daven more. You can accept on yourself not to be angry again. No. You can accept on yourself to daven for it. That is in your hands. Daven for it. Then, you can accept on yourself to pray for it every day. You see something that you have trouble every day with, you'll fall again and again. Same place, you see, you find yourself the same bad middos and everything. So we'll make half an hour a day on this. Something that you have to work on. Nothing else to do. You can do also. It's hard to do one long ibodidut and one thing. In no time, it's very hard also. It's hard to take care of it. But if you take care of one problem every day, a little bit, every day, a little bit, you'll see that you're leaving the darkness that you're in. It's either a law or a promise, whatever it is, but it's more like a law. A law a set in the nature. It's a chok. Another word for law. It's a set rule.
Yeah.
It's a rule.
Yeah.
It's a rule in nature. Hashem put it in the world.
Principle.
The principle. The person wants to see that he's changing, that he's moving anyway, that he's doing tshuva. Open the window, there's no air. A person really wants to change. He needs to grab this gift. We could talk to him as much as we want, whenever we want. It's a big chesed. What a great chesed.
It's free.
Huh?
It's free.
So I prayed and I didn't get what I wanted. As a person doesn't understand. The fact that he had put and prayed for something, already he received. The fact that he left you from Shammai to pray about something. That's what he used to say. This one's going to live, this one's going to die. He knew about people. He said, well, you're a prophet. He's not a son of a prophet. Okay. So if they let you dab in for something, it's already, then you know your tefillah is accepted. They let you dab in for something, you already give you a beautiful gift. We here all day, we have to dab in. We go dab in all day. You have to get a visa from above to dab in. The shir that I give is just to give a person will that he will want. Because truly, a man needs to have will and understand that he has to dive in, pray that he'll be merit to pray about something. All the Shmoneh Esrei I have in mind, give us that. What does that mean? To pray. And I'm allowed to pray. I know I can't do anything without you. I learned Torah that I won't know without that. I can't do it. I know I can't do it without you. What's Hashem? Prayer. I can't do anything without prayer. Everything you mention Hashem's name means I need prayer. I can't do anything without prayer. To get this knowledge, what do I do without anything in my hands? It's all in the hands of Bo'olam. A person has true knowledge. He doesn't receive anything without prayer. He doesn't want anything. A person gets without prayer, it could harm him. He'll be sorry for it. If he merits, he'll be sorry for it in this world and fix. If not, in the next world, he'll be sorry that he received it without prayer. Our forefathers, everything was hard for them. They need prayer. Anyone who reads the book of Rabbi Nachman or Shiv Taran, the praises of Rabbi Nachman. What are the praises of Rabbi Nachman? What are the praises? It says that the person didn't have any system of life. Usually, what's praise is 4 years old, new the whole shot. That's a praise. Nothing worked out, nothing worked for him. He couldn't learn, he couldn't do this, he always cried to Hashem. So, Rabbeinu's thing that he renewed the thing of prayer greater than it ever was in the world. That's what he said, that his whole Indian was pure. Shammai had mercy on him and on us, of course. Everything went hard for Rabbeinu in life. And he had to daven for everything, every single thing. That's why he became Rabbi Nachman Breslov. If everything would have worked out without prayer, he wouldn't have become Rabbi Nachman Breslov. Rabbi Nachman, not Rabbi Nachman Breslov. Maybe Rabbi Nachman. How's it going? Because nothing worked out for him. Klum. He had to cry a lot. We have to understand the Mishnah. We have daven. He had to daven to understand the Mishnah. He couldn't understand the words of the Mishnah. Everything he tried to do was hard for him. That's why he merited. He received everything from us. Therefore, nothing harm. What's the harm a person gets when he gets in without prayer? He gets gaava, or haughtiness. Moshe Rabbeinu 60 years daven. That's what became Moshe Rabbeinu. Would it become Moshe Rabbeinu 70 or 60 years old? No. He went to become. Only 60 years daven, when he was 80 years old, then he became Moshe Rabbeinu. So he came, they always used to daven. And therefore, a person has to have in mind, give me that, that I won't want to receive anything without prayer. And I'll be happy unless nothing's working out for me, that I'm falling. I should know that I have to long to feel about every single thing really in my life. And then Hashem return me to your Torah. It doesn't say teach me a Torah, it doesn't return me to your Torah. Why? The point is, because the whole point of the Torah like we learned today is Emuna. Emuna is tefillah. He's to know Hashem, he's davening, that he's there. Right? If after the davening, after learning, he davened like a human being, right? Then he knows learning was good. If he just wanted to finish the Shmona so fast, right after the learning, it wasn't Tamar Ishma. It's not true that the pshat is, like you asked me, mitoch shelo lishma va lishma. Lo lishma, without it, lo lishma, there's a work in it. When a person does Torah lishma, when he learned on Lishma, and every day he done Hashem, I want to do Lishma, I want to do Lishma. Then he receives from that Lishma to Lishma. How does a person do Lo Lishma to Lishma? Or does it eat 2 weeks? And he's going to die. If he doesn't eat now, he's going to die. He wants to do that. So give him a plate of food. So, yeah, listen, in this food there's also good food which you're going to stay alive. We'll give you Ruach HaKodesh, we'll give you every spoon you eat. And also there's also poison there, deadly. If he doesn't eat, he'll die. And if he eats, he might die. Right, he'll get Gaiva. What is he going to do? For every spoon. Hashem, please, I should only eat the spoon of the life one, not the poison. So that's before the learning. Hashem, I should only do this for you, even though I'm not there yet. Please help me, that I will do it. Then, Shelo Lishma will come to the Shema. Shelo only Lishma. Please, I should eat only the Samachayim. Each spoon of Torah, it revives me. He's in Emunah. He's in happiness. He's in Ruach HaKodesh. Every spoon of Torah. He's in life in this world and the next world. And for Nat Lishma, he blows up from Gaiva. Every spoon. He thinks it becomes something. I know now the Torah. Hashem, return me to your Torah. Return me to it. The Torah is to the Anava. Get me close to your work, to your service, serving you. Which is Tefillah. That the Torah will bring me to Tefillah. And then I can do Tshuva. What's Tshuva? Tshuva is Torah and Tefillah together. And a person, he learns, and he davens to do what he learns. That's returning to Hashem. It's Tshuva. Torah, Tefillah, Tshuva. That's the order. Torah, Tefillah, Tshuva. To pray, to do what he learned. Forgive me if I
forgive us that, that we sinned. What's a sin? According to the halacha, you should answer eventually. 60 minutes. So he asked Rabbi Hanan to read for the whole job. He told the kollel upstairs. Whoever it is, Rosh Hashanah, it's been done for an hour. All the halachot. That the person doesn't have the same douche or nothing. He's not shmonas, so hold on, look what he didn't hear separate to all. He's down for 60 minutes, it's going to be. Then it's the story of the Baal Tefillah. And Abim said there's groups, and one group which shows that the tachlis is davening, and I really want this yeshiva should be. He wants us each one that at least once a day we should daven shmonat 60 minutes. At least once a day daven shmonat 60 minutes. Yes, daven for it. Amen. Anyone who's going to try, let's say 60 minutes is not enough. He starts going over Chonenu, Chonenu, all kinds of thoughts of what's Chonenu, what's that? He can't leave the Chonenu. It's true. It's true. It's true. I did half an hour. Yeah, it's true. It's true. Because you go deeper and deeper. If you taste the taste of prayer, you can't go anywhere. Where are you going? Where are you going? You have to force yourself to go next. You don't believe in the power of prayer. Forgive me, I didn't believe in the power of prayer. I didn't believe in it. You can't leave it. Please forgive me. Please. Before I knew I have to go forward, the day is going forward. I was Avkuk, you know, down 18 hours from us. Avkuk, you know, it's 18 hours.
18
hours. Yeah, Mara, until the morning. 10 hours. The next Saturday. Look in our poorness. What's our poorness? We don't have knowledge that we have to daven. If I knew the knowledge of daven and prayer, I would have could solve all my troubles. Look at my troubles, look at my poorness. Look at my fight. What's my fight? The fight is all the bad thoughts, haughtiness. And then redeem us from what? From what? Everything that helps, bothers us from davening with Kavana. And now you with Fa'enu, cure us, Shienu, salve us, give us salvation, save us, save us from the gaiva, save us from the denial that nothing, we deny always that everything is good. Through this we'll be able to be saved. Abtenu, gather us, bring every bracha. Get to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim, what's the building of Yerushalayim? What's the building of Yerushalayim? The building of prayer, because that's the whole point of Jerusalem, the prayer. Mashiach, dying for Mashiach, David HaMelech. What is David HaMelech? Prayer. When all of us slowly get close to prayer, so we daven in plural. Because we daven in plural. Not for ourselves, for all of us slowly daven. And they said, they did not comprehend that. According to that, receive this point of prayer. They didn't have any reception of that. Only few people. I said did not receive this. In this mistake, the people say tefillah with tzibu. Of course, they have tefillah with 10. Prayer in the minyan receives the prayers received. Not reading a siddur with the tzibu. That's not receiving. The tefillah doesn't go anywhere. Only when there's a prayer with the minyan. If there's only one person there, that means, so then the prayer goes on. But if it's reading in the tzibu, it doesn't go anywhere. It's coming every day. Reading the tzibur. Prior reading the tzibur, come to read the tzibur, they think, no one did that. Say, how is the tzibur going to go anywhere? Said, Naim didn't just read it. One day that means I can go somewhere. One comes, he can bring it. And it's considered for everyone as if they have it. Shtibach. What I have in mind when it says to the salvation, Yeshua, Yeshua, the whole world should know that the Spirit. Everyone will call out Hashem. All that Israel will be close to the work of the tefillah. Zilzul of tefillah. Zilzul. It's a strength, disrespecting the tefillah. To shorten the Shmoneh Esrei because of I want to learn more. It's out of Amaretzot. It's not Amaretz. Amaretz square Amaretzot. It's Amaretzot which think they're Torah scholars. Amaretz thinks he's on the road. Someone who disrespects davening, he shortens the davening. Gets the Shema Kolenu. We get the Shema Kolenu. We have to long Shema Kolenu again and say it again, say it again. The longest bracha should be Shema Kolenu. Alachamat. Receive our prayers with mercy. Not because we late, we have to pray, beg Hashem to receive a prayer. Not because we did long, so now we have to receive our prayer. Beg Hashem for it. Even if we eat a little bit of grapes, which bracha do you make? After bracha? And shalosh. Have mercy Hashem on Yisrael Amecha. What's to have mercy, have Hashem mercy on your nation? Everyone will go to tefillah. Anyone who's far away from tefillah, he's poor, very poor. Prayer, it's a place of prayer. The whole light of prayer will light, will enlighten the whole world. Oh, I'm so close to this avodah tefillah. You say in Birkat HaMazon, have mercy. Why? Why are they lacking? Why are they lacking? Some of them are lacking tefillah. Misken gadol. No misken. I left Chris this week. It's a Haredi guy, Haredi from birth, 46 years old, runs after me. And he tells me, and he goes over all the Averos of the Torah. Doesn't want to learn. And it bothers him. His whole life is in yeshiva. He said, listen carefully. You know what happened to you? I'll tell you what happened to you. They put a soldier in the war field, front lines. In the front line, in the enemy, he has all the types of ammunition. He has titotachim and tanks and airplanes and everything. And the soldier doesn't have even a private
gun,
a rifle. This world is a war, and the war is ammunition. Your ammunition is prayer. We didn't teach you, so what do you want to do? I have the weapon. You don't have a weapon. I hit the Yetzirah, someone prays, slams him, stabs him, slaughters him. We do with the but you're in the middle of the war field, in the front line, with no weapon.
No ammunition,
no weapon. No weapon even. You get ammunition, the weapon itself. Yeah. You're a soldier.
No weapon.
And also, you can't blame anyone. Also, the rabbis didn't teach him this. And their rabbis didn't teach him. The rabbis didn't teach him how to pray. Also, the rabbis didn't teach him how to pray. Until only in the past few years, people heard about Menachem Breslev. You don't know, when I get close to Breslev, I couldn't even mention the name Breslev. Couldn't mention it. No, 3 or 4 years. 3 or 5 years. Now, Baruch Hashem. Breslev's big. Like we said, Rabbeinu said, before Mashiach comes, everyone will start yearning after me. But before, you couldn't even say Breslev. The rabbis could be able to come to the Yeshiva Breslev and teach you. It's a disgrace. The Rosh Hashanah, of course. But he didn't want anyone to get close to prayer. What did he do? He said, Rosh Hashanah, Rabbeinu. He knew that everyone got close to Rabbeinu. So what do you do? Just be Rosh Hashanah, Rabbeinu. What's Rosh Hashanah? He's the biggest Lashon Hara giver ever. All day, he speaks Lashon Hara. About who? Rabbeinu. That's his work in the world. He knows. As long as he pushes people away from Rabbeinu, he gives it away for the Tachlis purpose. He loves Rabbeinu. Also be great learners, Lishma, and also the prayers. Everything becomes important. The whole life becomes important. Learning. They learn maybe less hours because you don't have anymore. Your learning is actually learning. And then he has a tshuva. He's not stupid. It says that he's stupid. But he has tactics. It reminds me of a joke. This professor is a wheel flew off near a mental institution. Didn't know what to do. So some stupid guy told him, what's going on? Take a wheel. I didn't get it. It's not stupid, but he's not a complete fool. He knows that we have to obey him for it. That's what we have to know, that Am Yisrael, they need. We need to daven for Amisrael to start davening. And we have to know. Unfortunately, Hashem Yisrael put us purposely in this situation, in this generation. We don't have Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't have even the great tzaddikim that we still have, Baruch Hashem. The biggest tzaddikim we lost. How many tzaddikim died in the past few years? Huge in their people prayers. Tens and tens. Hashem Yisrael wants Am Yisrael to learn how to pray. The first redemption came without prayer, not enough prayers. They yelled, but not enough. How come Hashem made them? He made it harder for him. He wanted them to pray more. The came Moshe Rabbeinu, he stops here. Why? He said, little prayer, you want redemption? I'll make it harder for you, and then they'll pray more. No, they start complaining instead. Hashem wants a complete redemption. If they would have davened enough, they would have had a complete redemption. Political issues, the power off. But this Geulah, the Ariza promise, Hashem Baruch Hu would not give us until we don't daven enough. From a pasuk he learns it. This Gula is not going to be in chesed, it's going to be bedin. Bedin, or judgment, meaning, will deserve it. This gold is not going to be through silver, it's going to be through gold, and gold is judgment. Silver is a...
Yeah. אבל הבניין כבד בלי אנשים. שמיין, אבל הם מתפללים. גם טוב, גם זה.
He didn't say anything, but look, he closed it. He didn't say anything, but he left.